Hey friends, we're continuing our .NET Core 101 video series. In our C# series, we talked a little bit about basic debugging. You showed me how to do a breakpoint, but it was pretty basic, and you said there's a lot more there.
Definitely.
Now, when I go over into Visual Studio, and this is our bank application, the same one that we used before, I have been kind of habitually saying start without debugging. I just hit Control and F5. It's a hotkey, and I run my application, and it works great. And you can see right there, Control F5 is the hotkey and start without debugging. But start debugging was what most people do, and there's a button for it right there.
Right, so let's dive in by setting a breakpoint first.
Okay.
You can do that by clicking in one of the margins on the left.
Okay, so not that margin, but when the mouse flips over to the right,
yeah.
I can
then
set
you can get a red dot. So it kind of looks like a stop sign.
Oh, and if I hover over the red dot, it's telling me exactly the line that it's going to break on. Okay, and that's a pause, isn't it?
Yeah, so why don't we go ahead and run that and just see what happens to all of our windows that pop up and when our breakpoint is hit.
Yeah, this is kind of like, it's changed. Like the Visual Studio that you're used to, it opens up additional toolboxes and windows. All trying to be helpful to let you know what's going on with your system here.
Right, it's giving you a lot of feedback. So diagnostic tools can show you like memory usage and whatnot. You have a different events over in the pane right below it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm always go to first, of course, is the autos, locals, and watch windows.
Okay.
So these actually provide a search box so you can search exactly what values are currently in your variables.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Like I know that this is a tree. But if I can go and search for balance and hit enter, look at that.
Yeah.
So I'm actually searching the state of all of my objects. So I know that I'm paused right here. Account, I just made one, and I just wanted to know what the balance was. It took me right there. It's like a little tree. It shows me my account and the things about my account. And look, I can even go deeper. Remember in our C# video, we talked about how there's transactions. There, look, I can see my initial balance for my account.
Yeah,
so at that moment.
That is one of the reasons that the search is really important because a lot of things can nest really deeply inside of your whole variable scope. So being able to search, and you can even like search different search depths. So right now it's by default set to 3, but we can go up to 10. So if you have very, very nested types and properties and everything, you can still find those.
Cool. And I noticed that right now my bank account only has the one transaction. And I've been taking money in and out, but I'm worried that people are taking too much. And I was like going, I was hitting F10, we learned about that a little bit, stepping over. And I was noticing as I add my transactions, they were getting added right there. But I don't want to keep going F10. Like I had a loop earlier where I had 100 of something and it was getting really tedious.
Right.
I really want a breakpoint, but I want a breakpoint only when people are taking a lot of money.
Right, so you sort of want a conditional breakpoint.
Yes, I think that sounds right.
So we have those. So if you want to go maybe set another breakpoint, actually, you want to add a few withdrawals.
Yeah,
that
that's
are
a good idea.
So
let's make some.
A certain amount.
Let's do this. Let's make a bunch more withdrawals. So I'm going to go and hit the stop button, and that's a great point. Let's go and add a bunch of little withdrawals, and we'll say $5, and $5, and $7, and $8. And we're going to buy, because we like coffee and Diet Coke.
Sounds good.
Diet Code and Diet Coke.
If you want to slim your code down real quick,
indeed.
Go diet.
Okay, so I've got a bunch of stuff here, but then in the middle of my loop, I'll take out $120. So that's the one I want to catch. Now, I know I could set a breakpoint there, but I want to find out what's happening maybe deeper. So I'm going to right-click and say go to definition. And this is the code that we wrote in our other videos where we make a withdrawal. I could hit a breakpoint here, right? Hit F5, which is for start debugging. And then using, yeah, there you go. So there's a the first one, right?
Right, so the amount is 50.
Okay.
But that's not the value that you're looking for.
And now it's 5, continue, and now it's 5. And this is really tedious. This is no fun.
You don't want to hit that every time.
Okay, so what did you say I can do?
So a conditional breakpoint is something you can modify. So if you go and hover over your breakpoint and hit that settings button, it's the little gear icon.
Oh, I can hit the gear too. Ooh. Oh, hey. Okay.
Cool.
Bank account line 50, conditions.
Yeah, so you don't have any right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go ahead and check that, you'll be able to set a condition for a certain variable being a certain amount that you want to watch out
for. We talked about if statements, and in fact, there's an if statement, so I bet you I can go and say amount. Hey, look, I got the IntelliSense.
Ooh, wow.
I'm writing code, but I'm not, because it's a statement inside of Visual Studio. So what, over $100 maybe?
Yeah, that sounds good. So it's very much like anything you would write in a regular if condition.
Okay, and then look, my little dot changed, and now it says when amount over 100 is equal true. So if we did this right, even though we are making 6 withdrawals, only the breakpoint will happen once.
Right.
Is that right?
Or only the one that's over 100.
Only the one over 100. So let's go and see if that worked. Okay.
And our amount is 120.
Yes, look at that. And let's make sure, look, we are already 4 transactions in.
Right.
And one of the things that is worth reminding ourselves of is how fast that was. Like, computers run fast. So even though we added 4 transactions, that all happened in like a millisecond. So now I can hover over that amount and see it. And then I can hit F5 for continue. And then that was it. It ran. The whole thing ran.
Right.
That is pretty cool. It's also worth pointing out when I'm debugging, I've been noticing these little things. So I'm just moving my mouse. And look, it popped up a little tip.
Yeah, you can even pin that tip if you see the little pin on the side.
Ooh.
There you go. So as you step through it, that amount will continue to update.
And I can leave notes.
Wow.
I can leave notes to myself. You said that'll update?
Yeah, so keep on hitting F5. And you can kind of see.
Let's go. Oh, hang on. I was hitting F10. I was going step over. I want to go back inside there. I'm not done yet. I want to go and see my tooltip. So I don't want to step over, I want to step into. See, this says step over. Why don't we go inside? See, that's
right.
F10. I just stepped over to the next line. Why don't we go F11? Now we're back in there. And look, there it is. There's our tooltip.
Yeah.
F10, F10. Those are going line by line. And then F11, you look up here, there's step over to the next thing and step into. And then you said F5, which is continue.
Mm-hmm. And that'll exit
and now
the
we're
program.
Done.
Cool.
Very cool. That is the basics of debugging our bank application.
Right. So that's debugging. Why don't we talk a little bit about debugging versus release?
Because
we've been saying debugging a lot, but we do actually have this drop down up there at the top. So we can also select release.
Mm-hmm.
So the main differences between these two is debugging has a bit more context on your code when you execute it. And when you release it, release is actually trimmed down. How the EXE is created. So you want to use release when you're ready to ship your app to its users.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to use debug when you're currently in development.
Right. One way to think about it is that debug knows about your lines of code and makes it easy to debug. And release makes it really easy for .NET and C# to optimize it and make it fast for release. So who is your audience? Is it you for debugging?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the world who's going to get your great application? Fantastic. Now, speaking of our great application, right now we just have one project and the one that we've been working on all this time. I think it's time to maybe refactor it and move it around and learn more about projects and solutions.
Sounds good.
All right, stick with us.